Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner, the podcast where we delve into the latest news through a conservative lens. In each episode, Little Joe sifts through the top headlines and news articles, offering insightful commentary and analysis from a right-leaning perspective. Whether it's politics, culture, or current events, this show explores the issues that matter most to conservative listeners.
Get ready
to cut through the noise and get to the heart of what's really going on in the world today.
Let's get started.
Welcome to Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
I've gone now, I spent over almost 200 hours with the leaders of Europe, the heads of state. I know them all. I've known them well. And guess what? You know what every one of them says to me virtually except Orban? I'm serious. As we leave these meetings, well, indirectly, they grab my arm and they pull me aside. I'm serious. They pull me aside and say, you can't win again.
You can't win again. Well, did you win the first time? That would be my first question, because that's in there's some serious doubts that you won the first time. You can't win again. Yeah, you ain't lying. Hey, for the sake of all mankind, no, you cannot win again. You have to be put out to pasture. You are past your expiration date. You are curdled, and it's time for you to get poured down a drain and tossed into the trash. I hope everybody enjoyed their weekend. Welcome back. It is Monday. I got to tell you, I cannot stand. If you live in a state that doesn't, God bless you. You must have a great life. I cannot stand these time changes. I can't take them. They've been trying for years to get rid of these stupid time changes, which don't make no sense. I mean, back in the World War times, maybe it made sense to them for whatever reason back then to do this stupid nonsense, but It don't make no sense now. There's no point. There's no rhyme and reason. There's no point to having time change. If it had anything to do with more daylight time, which is the whole point here, but if it had anything to do with that, I got to be honest with you. And unless I'm crazy, which, you know, well, I wouldn't say I'm not, but unless I'm crazy, you notice that today it gets dark around 7:30, 7:45. When you get to midsummer, I swear it gets dark probably 9:15, at least here in Florida it does. And then right before they fall back again on the clock, you know, it's getting dark again around 7 o'clock. And then they drop the clock back, and by 5:30 it's dusky, and close to 6 o'clock it's dark. The time does it on its own. The earth does it on its own. God made it perfect. We don't. He doesn't need man's help, okay? It doesn't even make any logical sense that one day out of the year we only get 23 hours and one day out of the year we get 25 hours. It is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It's old nonsense that they did back then that I don't know why we still abide by it today. I know that heart attacks, and you can look all this up for yourself, heart attacks increase the weeks that time changes are up. It's almost like they're trying to kill us. Let's do the time change and we're going to take a few more people out. Population control. Might be true, might not be true. Might just be a conspiracy theory. Maybe it's just me talking. I don't know. But I do know that it is a statistical fact that more people have heart attacks on those 2 weeks every single year. Because your body is acclimated to the time that you're at. Now you're all thrown off. I woke up on Sunday, and since I work outside generally, my body is accustomed to by wherever the sun is, I can almost tell what my shadow, what time it is. So my body's very used to that. And I think that most people that work outside all day are probably the same way as me. It's you kind of know what time it is. Then they throw a wrench in your clock twice a year where you don't know what the hell time it is. You're discombobulated on time. You end up either running short or running too long, and time's a mess. It doesn't make sense that we're still doing this after all this time. I mean, you're talking World War times. It doesn't make any sense. I think it needs to stop. They've been trying to stop this for years. It just seems like we can't get Congress to vote on it because, you know, they have so much other important things to do in their lives. For God's sakes. Anyways, yeah, I had a pretty rough Sunday. My timing was way out of whack. Free speech. I guess free speech, depending on which state you live in, is not so free anymore. Used to be free. Used to be able to say whatever you want. You know, it was an amazing thing. If you guys remember, I don't know how long ago this was, but I mean, you'd even have people like what's his name, the rapper Kanye West. You had people like Kanye West that would go up on an award show and say that George Bush is a racist. And it's fine. There are no repercussions. He says whatever he says. That's his opinion. He's entitled to his opinion. And that's it. It's freedom of speech. Well, I guess if you live in New York, it's not freedom of speech. FDNY Commissioner Laura Kavanaugh is hunting down a couple of her staffers who mercilessly booed the New York Attorney General Letitia James and cheered in support of Donald Trump during a department promotional ceremony this week. The FDNY Chief of Department, John Hodges, fired off an email to other agency honchos warning of a reckoning led by the department's Bureau of Investigation and Trials was coming over the course of the boos and the chants of Trump that James received Thursday evening. Okay, it says BITS is investigating this, so they will figure out who the members are. Hodges wrote on FDNY, I guess on his email on Saturday. And he says, I recommend that they come forward. I've been told by the commissioner it will be better for them to come forward and we don't have to hunt them down. Listen. You're hunting people down for booing somebody? Because you don't like that they booed somebody? Because they cheered for somebody that you don't like? You realize where this leads to. These people are being penalized for freedom of speech. So what did they boo this lady? So what did they hate this lady? They didn't assault her in any way. It's freedom of speech. They're allowed to say and do whatever they want to do. If they didn't like what they were doing, then why didn't somebody ask them to leave at the time and say, hey, we're trying to keep this peaceful or whatever. Can you guys take it outside? And then fine, maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't, who knows. But at the end of the day, it's kind of, it doesn't even matter because it's freedom of speech. At least we're supposed to have freedom of speech where you're allowed to boo somebody that you don't like, where you're allowed to call out for Trump if you don't like him. Amazing how one-sided this game is. You realize that if it was Trump there and people were booing him mercilessly and calling out for Letitia James, you realize nothing would happen to them. Nobody would chase them down and hunt them down like dogs just because they were exercising their First Amendment right by booing somebody that they obviously don't support. It's dangerous what's happening in our country today. I know a lot of people think like these little items are insignificant, but when you look at how many times these types of things are happening, it's very significant. It's a big problem, and it needs to stop. If we don't have freedom of speech, to be honest, we don't have a country. Other countries, you can't bad talk the government. So you got to be real careful what you say and how you say it, or they're going to come and get you. That's not free. If you are not free enough to be able to speak your mind, to say what's on your mind, speak out your thoughts, if you're not free enough to do that, it's because you're not free. So if you're listening to me from another country, which apparently I'm in over 100 countries, news to me. I mean, I knew I was, but I'm just surprised that the countries, some of them that I get downloaded in are kind of mind-blowing. I would think there was a language barrier there, but man, maybe there's an American over there that listens. Anyways, if you're in another country, I hate to tell you this, but if you cannot criticize your leaders without fear of retaliation, you are not free. That is the furthest thing from free, because you already are on a short leash. Somebody already has control over you because they have control over what you can and cannot say. Here in the United States, we don't play that game, or we used to not play that game, but apparently, depending on what state you live in, I guess they play that game now. We gotta get this under control. Like I said, it seems like it's not a big deal. It seems like, oh, it's just one instance here, one instance there. But that's how things start. When you let it go, that's where the problems begin. Instead of jumping on it and smothering it and getting rid of it right away and attacking right away, yeah, if you let it sit, it becomes part of the norm, and then all these states are going to start doing it. That, oh, you Joe Biden came out there and you booed him when he was on stage. That's it. Lock him up. It's unbelievable, really. Unbelievable we're even having this conversation. But out of New York City, what else would you expect? This coming November is going to be a very tough and important election to try to get things straightened out and get on a path of success in the United States. If we hope to have any success in what we're trying to do, if we hope to carry on this American experiment, if we hope for any of these things, it's going to be a tough day. It's going to be a hard fought battle, and we have to be ready to get out in droves and vote. Otherwise, it's going to be more and more of this. Speaking of November, I did find some polls that you have some squad members who look like they may be on their way out of Congress, which is good because those are some of the most radical ones in Congress, believe it or not. But in particular, squad member Cori Bush of Missouri, which is a far, far left Democrat, she has found herself behind a Democratic primary challenger, indicating that possibly she could be on her way out of Congress, just because if she loses to her rival, which is Wesley Bell, she's going to be in trouble. She's losing by 22 points right now to her rival. The contest is on August 6th, and it was a small sampled survey that I seen, but even being a small sample, it does give you a little bit of a temperature check of the water. And maybe people are just not with her anymore because she is radical. She's been caught in a bunch of scandals. She certainly is anti-America. And I think more and more people are getting sick and tired of that and are getting to a point where they just want some in the middle people to be in there that are willing to go up there and compromise a little bit either way and kind of let politics just quiet down a little bit, which I'm all for myself, but it's a big red flag for the far left squad member. The sample was only about 401 people. It's small, but the results are pretty large for it only being such a small sample. According to the survey conducted, which was last week, 50% of respondents expressed support for Bell, who was a former prosecutor, and only 28% favored Bush. The margin of error for the poll was about 4.9%. We'll see what happens, but I mean, you lose your primary, you're already out. So she may get knocked out before November even comes. And then depending on the new person coming in, you may be able to acquire that seat as well. There may be some room there for a Republican, and hopefully a good one, to come in and get that seat too. Because if people are getting fed up with these far left extremists, unless Bell, and I don't know a whole lot about Bell, but unless Bell is a more middle of the road kind of Democrat, they may look at him and not be excited about him, but more excited about him than her, but maybe not so much in the general election, in which case, we could win another seat. It's possible. Yeah, we just got to wait and see. But it is possible. But I would love to see some of these radical squad members get out of there, especially ones that are married to their brother and a few other morons. I don't dive into entertainment too much because for me, entertainment, it's just so much in entertainment. I don't know. It's such nonsense. I mean, these people are, they're actors. This is what they do for a living. So many of them aren't even really behind what's going on, but yet to keep their status and stay good with everybody and stay working, they're going to say and do whatever Hollywood tells them to do. But this one in particular, I thought was good, because I'm not even getting into the whole Puff Daddy thing. I've been reading into it, and I don't know if that's the real deal. I don't know. There's a lot of speculation there. There's a lawsuit filed against him, and there's supposedly video evidence of a lot of things that are being claimed there. We'll see. But I mean, that's the one that I got that I thought was funny just because Mr. Tough Guy here, and I'm Italian, but Mr. Tough Guy here, the Hollywood Mr. Robert De Niro is panicking at the prospect of Mr. Donald Trump, President Trump, winning in November and reclaiming the White House, predicting that Trump will come and look for him. He was on with Bill Maher, and he said, and I quote, "If he wins, you won't be on the show anymore. He'll come looking for me. There'll be things that'll happen that none of us can imagine." I think De Niro is, I think he's lost his mind. I mean, I thought he lost his mind a long time ago, but I think he has really lost his mind, that he thinks that Trump, does he really believe that Trump cares at all about him and his situation? Do you think that President Trump is thinking, "I got to win the White House so I could go get that De Niro. I'm going to get De Niro and that's it"? He could care less about Robert De Niro. Hey, the man is on a quest. He's on a mission from God, like they said in the Blues Brothers. He's on a mission from God. He's on a mission to save the country. Do you think he cares what about an 80-year-old, I think he's about 80-year-old, 80-year-old De Niro has to say about anything? Do you think he's going to waste any time looking for Robert De Niro? Give me a break. This guy, in his old age, he's paranoid and needs to seek some help and some counseling. There's something not right there, because I can assure you that Trump is not after De Niro. Believe me, you're not that important, homeboy. Just in case you missed that conversation. Believe me, you're not that important. Trump has a lot bigger fishes to fry. But it just shows you that these Holly weirdos, how they think a little bit, that this man believes that if Trump wins the election, he is so important, he is such an important human being, that Trump is just waiting to come and get him.
And that wraps up another episode of Little Joe's Conservative Corner.
Thank you for tuning in and joining the conversation.
Don't forget to subscribe to stay updated on all our latest episodes. And join us next time as we continue to explore the issues that shape our world. Until then, stay informed and stay engaged.